Drop out.
I think we're all synced up, yeah? I think we're pretty good.
Do you feel synced?
How we feeling? We feeling good?
I'm feeling questionable.
Is that like a morally questionable or? How far you want to get into that, you know?
It's mentally questionable.
Not whole of mind, as they say.
Right. Yeah. I wouldn't say I'm fully here.
Where are you? Where do you go?
I wish I could
answer. Where are you?
No, I'm so sorry. I cannot
sleep tonight.
My prostate is swollen.
Okay, wow.
About the size of a honeydew. If I could just get out a couple drops, maybe I'd really find some relief.
You gotta get that checked out. You gotta get that looked at.
That is an issue. Yeah, that would be a problem. He just, you know, he had the song, you know, he had the spirit.
Jesus took over my body.
I love when he does that. This little guy. This silly little guy.
That little silly little green man Jesus, he just hops over my body. It makes me feel funny, you know what I mean?
Makes me say things. Yeah, terrible things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
So we're still recording, right?
Yeah, I'm recording.
No, did you say you stopped recording? I didn't actually hear you.
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
Why would he say that?
That was a misinterpretation.
I don't know.
Sometimes you hear things, you know? You hear the voices.
Well, I thought he said he stopped recording because he got self-conscious about the prostate song or something.
If I had a nickel for every time I got self-conscious about the prostate song. You know how many nickels I'd have?
What?
So you know how many nickels I'd have?
How many?
Four.
Yep. More than the average person.
That's maybe. Probably, you know, probably true. I can't say for a fact.
You guys ever seen the Powerpuff Girls movie?
The 2002 Powerpuff Girls movie?
Yeah.
No.
Directed by Craig McCracken.
Oh, Craig McCracken. Never heard of him.
It's a great film.
Have you ever seen The Light?
Yeah.
A few times.
Oh, yeah?
One time I overdosed in middle school. Didn't mean to.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody means to.
Well,
sometimes they do.
Yeah.
I guess that's fair.
That's called suicide.
Yeah. That's a good point.
I apologize. How do you guys feel about Star Wars Lego sets, huh?
Fucking sick.
Yeah, they are. Do?
I'd like an X-Wing maybe one day. We'll see.
Yeah, I got a Luke Skywalker X-Wing. It's pretty tight.
Did you really?
What? I've had one.
Did you really? Yeah?
Yeah, I have.
I think Noah had a Millennium Falcon at one point.
I did have a Millennium Falcon, but it got lost in several moves.
It got lost in translation. That's what the kids say. I built two Lego sets this weekend, and boy, let me tell you, it is simultaneously both very, very appealing to your brain. But also, all the tiny pieces kind of make me want to scream and throw them out a window.
Yeah, that Millennium Falcon was like, it's like 1,500 pieces, maybe. Not that many, but still a few. And my fucking...
Yep. It was a big boy.
My pointer finger, middle finger, and thumb were on fucking fire.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just like they were raw and rigid.
After putting together this Boba Fett ship, my hand got a little tight. trying to knock it out pretty quick.
I'll tell you what, I love Legos, but and I love building Legos, but I don't like the pain that comes with it, so I stopped buying them.
Hey, they make you fight for it, you know? I'm running out of room for Legos, though.
I don't have much room to begin with. Yeah. So that's why I've never bothered. I used to, they weren't Legos per se, but I used to be really into the, like, Halo Mega Blocks, I think what they were.
Yeah, Mega Blocks.
Yeah. Those were cool. I had a Banshee.
Oh, yeah? What'd you do with it?
I think I still have it somewhere. It's in the tote box thing.
You gotta dig that up.
Just, you know, a part of me is behind me.
I built this Ferrari, and it looks pretty good.
Ferrari like Lego, man?
A little Lego Ferrari. Let me send you.
Does it drive?
I mean, it they have like ones that you put like motors and stuff in, and it'll turn into like a little RC car. But no, this one is just it's just Legos. But I mean, it looks like a Ferrari, you know. They nailed it. It's got little stickers on it, little Ferrari stickers. Putting the stickers on is the worst part of the Legos.
Yeah,
because I'll put it on there 4 or 5 times and I'll peel it back off and try again. And I'm never satisfied.
Yeah,
with
no,
my sticker placement.
Will I be satisfied with sticker placement on a Lego? Those people that build like Gundams. Like the expensive ones, you know. I watched a few videos of time lapses of them doing like complete builds.
It was a 4-day time lapse.
Wowee. I mean, just wow fucking wee.
Wowee.
I mean, they're doing some crazy fucking shit.
I've seen some really cool Gundams. I'm not a Gundam person. I've never actually seen the Gundams, you know? But I've seen some, like, really cool Gundams, and I'm like, I'd like to put that together. But then, you know, you gotta paint it and put all them pieces, and whew! I just don't know if I have it in me, you know?
They've got, like, beginner sets that aren't, like, too dangerously many pieces.
It's the painting that really gets me, you know?
I'm just not gonna do that part.
I mean, they look fucking sick, though, huh? God. I'm watching this little video right now. This guy's got a Gundam, and it has a fucking book with it. I mean, it's a novel. You have to read this novel to put together this Gundam.
I like to build one Gundam. Just to have that experience.
Just to, you know, have it under your belt. Oh, yeah, they look fucking sick. I don't know anything about them. I just know they look sick.
Gundam anime is, like, so thick.
Oh, yeah?
It's fucking dense. It's dense. It's, like, a lot of political drama.
And robots. Big fucking robots.
What, Gundam?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of politics for some reason.
There are some series that are less politics, but still politics. So it's dense.
Shoo.
But I'd like to build just a little one. Something small, you know, one time.
I did model planes for a little while in my youth. Like little World War II aeroplanes, put those together.
Mm-hmm.
And that was nice. Mm-hmm. Building a nice little P-52, you know? Put a P-52 together. A little Mustang action.
Little Mustang action?
Yeah.
You built a Mustang, or is the plane called a Mustang?
It was a plane called a Mustang.
Interesting. Okay. Wasn't aware of this of the existence.
I can't imagine most people are, you know?
Do you guys see the leaked Far From Home trailer? Or No Way Home trailer?
No, I had not. Did you?
Yeah, it's hard to see anything in it. It's...
Did you watch that on purpose?
Yes.
That's insane to me.
It's really breaking me out. I broke character, you know?
Yeah, but that's not something that happens, you know?
I want to know what this fucking movie's about. Because I don't understand. And B, I'm just curious as all God. And C, I think I care less.
Did you
about these new Marvel movies in terms of like trying to keep up with everything?
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Did you learn anything?
The leaked trailer. It's a dude recording with his phone, right?
Yep. Where was he's this recording? Where was this at?
Who's? I don't know. He's recording with his phone.
Uh-huh.
He's recording another phone.
What? He's recording a phone with his phone?
Yeah, and on the other phone is the trailer playing.
Oh, wait. So the dude recording with his phone isn't part of the trailer?
No.
No. I'm just talking about how the video is...
How it's presented.
Like, yeah. It's also... It's hard to make out any words. And it's hard to see anything that's happening.
I can't believe you watched it.
But I'm going to pull it up on my computer at some point, and that might help, because I watched it on my phone earlier.
I don't think it's going to help that much.
But it was hard to make out any words, but I did see some stuff, and there's Spider-Man in it.
Spider-Man's in it? Confirmed?
Yep. And Doc Ock shows up at the end of the trailer. Spoiler alert.
Okay.
What are you looking
at? I think. I mean, it was definitely Alfred Molina.
But it might not have been Doc Ock.
I didn't see tentacles.
Yeah, I'd probably keep that. Yeah.
But I may have just like not seen them, you know, because the video quality was bad. I think he said something bad, but I couldn't make it out. It's rough. Like, honestly, watching it, just felt like not watching a trailer.
Just left you more confused than before, you know?
A little bit. It's vague. It's a pretty vague trailer.
I wonder when they're going to put that out for the world, you know? Let the people really sink into it.
I'm sure Feige's just on fire right now.
Somebody needs to put him out.
It was Tom Holland. He released it.
Honestly?
It was probably Tom Holland's phone that this man was recording. Tom Holland just left his phone laying around.
With the trailer playing on loop.
He just likes to hear it. You know, it's like a comfort thing for him. Looking at this Gundam right now, it's $204.95, and it looks sick. God, that one's only 54. That's not bad. Sheesh, boys.
The only Gundam I've ever looked at and considered actually buying was $20, so. It was like the beginner, you know? Just like the beginner guy.
It's just Gundam, Steve.
It's just Terry.
I sent it to the Discord.
Alright. Oh, Soul Chikokin. I know. I already know, you know. Wow. That's a beefy man.
That's a boy.
He's got one arm that's 10 feet wide, and he's holding a hammer.
Jesus fuck.
Apparently that hammer is like a fucking, like a little transformer or something. Turns into
and
a
his
truck.
Other arm looks like a screwdriver.
When was the last time you saw a screwdriver, Dill?
Every now and then.
It's March 3rd, 2008. They don't come around very often. This Digimon looks pretty fucking tight too.
Of course it does. It's a Digimon.
Why didn't they work out, huh? You're a Digimon expert.
What do you mean didn't work out? It's still going.
Yeah, but like I only hear one person talk about Digimon, and it's you.
Oh, I really don't. I feel like it has all the things there needed to be popular. I mean, it's popular. It's like people know about it. It's popular enough, I guess, but I feel like all the ingredients are there.
They got all the all the things they need to make the pasta. They just ain't put it in the bowl, you know.
It's got fun, there's a fun anime. Got cool designs.
Sheesh.
You know, has questionably good games.
Optimus Primal. What the fuck is that? Is there a Primal Optimus?
He's a gorilla.
Yeah, he looks like he might be a gorilla according to these pictures. But
he's from Beast Wars.
They haven't like shown a transform version. It's just the Optimus.
Well, it's a gorilla.
Yeah, but
so.
But there's not in these pictures here. There's not a transformed version.
Mm-hmm.
It's just regular gorilla. Or regular Optimus, but with gorilla parts attached.
I mean, it's basically what he looks like.
But, you know, I figured he'd at least, you know, move around, you know, put a gorilla head on. What's the basis for Beast Wars? Yeah?
It's like 10 million years after, I guess humanity dies. And
oh, that's from the future then.
Yeah.
That didn't sound like you were very sure when you said that.
Wait, what?
You didn't sound like you were very sure when you said that.
I don't know much. I know a lot about Transformers. Don't know much about Beast Wars, to be honest. I've never managed to watch it. And I never watched it when I was younger.
Maybe you should fix that, you know? Remedy that problem there?
I cannot watch Beast Wars, man. Like, the storyline could be grade A, golden plus.
It was hailed. It was a hailed show when it first released.
When it first released, but that's the thing. It aged. The animation aged like milk.
Is it one of those 3D like, animations?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
Mm.
It was like one of the first ones.
Mm, that's bad.
It is awful to look at.
There's certain things you don't want to be on the front lines of, you know?
I saw a video the other day of, like, it was like a Beast Wars thing. And it was super short. It was just like Rhinox. And he was a rhino guy. He was in rhino mode. And I guess someone said, roll out! Or whatever they said. Maximize! And then he starts to transform and it's just screaming. Yeah, exactly like that.
And then he just transforms. He just does it. Mission complete.
No, the video cuts off mid scream.
Yeah, sometimes the best one do. Yeah.
I love just unanswered questions. That's the best kind of content.
Just things that really just leave you wondering, you know? Do you guys remember a show where there was like robot animal things with guns and they fought Beast in Wars. Space?
Beast Wars.
No, it wasn't Beast Wars. They were just animals. They did not transform.
How about Zoids?
I might be talking about Zoids.
They weren't in space. Well, at least I don't remember them ever being in space.
I think these are Zoids in this picture here. I'll double check. No, these are a different thing. These are a much different thing. But I guess it was Zoids. But I used to hang out with this guy that I went to church with after church sometimes, and he had a Zoids game.
And I think I played that one time at a cousin's house.
And it looks sick.
I remember this. Maybe we played the same game, but the Zoids game I remember playing. It was like a fighting game, I guess.
Yeah, it was probably a fighting game.
And you could scroll through and pick which swords you wanted. And I remember me and my cousin, we played a couple games, and we were like, haha, we're playing, it's an equal fight, ha ha ha, whatever. And then we played another one, and I picked whoever I thought looked cool. And it was his game, I guess he knew a little more, and he picked this one guy. I was like, cool, 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 cool. And then we picked a map, and the map was like a big, like kind of open city.
Yeah.
And I had to like run through the city and find him. And when I found him, he was like a gigantic, like 10-story tall mountainous robot, and I was just a little tiger man, and I was like, "Ah,
help me!
That's ridiculous. This is ridiculous." I wish I had knew what that game was.
I'm looking at Zoid Battle Legends right now. It's for the GameCube.
That might be. It was a GameCube that we played it on. I wonder if that's it. I'll open my own Google Chrome tab here. Let's see.
I don't remember almost anything about this game.
I only remember it being fun as hell.
Yeah. You know, it's been so long since the games came out, and I've been like, this is just fun. I just really enjoy this. Most of the time, I'm just like, this just seems soulless. This seems very lackluster.
You complain about games a lot. I'm not going to lie to you, Jared. So.
Yeah, but there's games from my youth that they're so much more powerful than anything I've played in recent memory.
You know, it could just be nostalgia.
Like,
yeah. You know?
Like, there's. I still remember whenever Halo 1 came out and my brother bought it for my Xbox. And I was like, this is fucking insane.
This is next level shit.
This is literally the craziest shit I've ever seen or done in my entire life, given I was like 6. You know?
You would have only been like 5 or 6 then. That was 2001, I think.
Yeah, Zoid's Legend, I think, is the one that we're talking about. Zoid's Battle.
I'm looking at screenshots since my memory is vague. It's hard to tell.
I'm looking at gameplay. It's fucking crazy. But I remember back in the day, back in our youth, Zoid's Battle Legends.
Ah, oh, fuck me, dude. Zoid's was tight.
What the? Where have you been?
We've been talking about it the entire time.
Look, I'm having a rough 23 years.
Okay. I remember like back in the day, back in our youth, you know, fucking 360, PlayStation 2 era. Like every once in a while, like every 6 months, 8 months or so, I'd get a new game, and I would put it in, and it would just be fucking revolutionary. Like it just felt like the whole world was crumbling around me, you know. Like,
well, that's just the era.
Nothing, you know, that was the like, same.
That was just like when they were figuring cool shit out.
Yeah, fucking there'd be some crazy new mechanic that no one else ever done or ever thought about.
Yeah. It's like the 90s for video games, or 90s for movies for video games, you know? Like the 90s for movies was like, that's when everybody was like getting their shit together. That's like arguably when the best movies have came out, like Jurassic Park and The Matrix and all that, like Terminator. Well, this is a little older, but I think Terminator 2 came out in the 90s.
Yeah, Terminator 2 was 90.
That's when they. That's like peak. They were still. Everything was fucking. They figured it out and they were doing cool shit.
So okay.
And it was before it was so like capitalized.
Sidebar, Terminator 2 is the reason that Predator 2 is such a pile of dog shit that it is, because the original script. And that's not. I'm not. Fucking, you know, Terminator 2 is a great movie. Fucking love that movie. Also, love Arnold. He made a good call on that one, kind of. I mean, I would. Okay. But the original script for Predator 2 had Dutch, which was Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Dutch's brother, like, teaming up and coming together and fighting a predator. And, like, the script that I read, I don't even remember how the fuck I found this. It was old as shit. It was, like, written on a bunch of, like, coffee notes and stuff. I don't know. But it was just the original concept of it. And they pitched that to Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he was like, oh, that's fucking badass. Sign me up. And then James Cameron was like, hey, I'm James Cameron. And Arnold Schwarzenegger was like, yeah, I gotta go, guys.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I think he could have done both, you know?
Couldn't have waited just, like, a little bit?
Fucking, that's what, like... I don't know. I'm just a big fan.
And so we got Danny Glover, Predator.
I really love Danny Glover in that movie, though.
I just don't understand why he's so badass. He's just like a middle-aged dude, you know?
Exactly. It makes no sense.
He's just a guy.
He's just so fucking badass.
That movie has, like, no timeline.
At least, you know, Arnold, he's, like, fucking the chief military man of badassery, and he's fucking built like a Mack truck. And then Danny Glover's just, you know, Just a fella. Just a fella at the old PD, you know?
Danny Glover's not the main character of the movie, is he?
What?
There's someone else, I thought.
I mean... Yeah, the Predator's arguably the main character, you know? But Danny Glover is who the camera follows for the most part. I can download this ROM for Zoids Battle Legends, but I just don't want all the viruses, you know?
That's what I'm saying. I think I'd pirate a lot more if I think I'd pirate a lot more if I wasn't so scared of viruses and shit.
I mean, I got the malware bites, you know, they tell me if something's going on.
Yeah, but they don't prevent anything, I don't think.
Yeah, but you know.
They don't fight it, they just like, hey! Ah. I think they tell you in advance, like, this is bad, don't do it. And you're like, well.
Yeah, maybe at that point, you know, it's on you.
But they're not, like, in the ring fighting the virus, you know? It's not like emergency, you know?
What?
It's not like Zyrtec.
What a fucking reference there, bub. It's not like Zyrtec or anything. I just wish I could call a man and he would come to my home and put a thing on my computer that just is Zoids Battle Legends, you know? Is that too much to ask? Like, that kind of service just too hard to find around here. I just don't trust downloading ROMs and emulators.
I probably know somebody, to be honest.
They'll know somebody with four copies of Zoids Battle Legends.
I'll ask around.
It was a cartridge game, but they've got it on disc.
No, it was on GameCube.
It was tiny disc game.
I was making a joke, you know.
No, we don't do that here. We only speak truths and facts.
I have a friend who loves to hack consoles and just like get every game possible he can to play on whatever hack console he has.
That's illegal though.
Yeah, well, it's fine. He's like PS2s and. Shit like that.
I mean, it's a crime.
Well, who cares?
I do.
Who cares?
I care. I care a lot.
Are you offended?
I am, actually. Believe it or not.
Are you pissed off?
I'm a little upset, yeah.
You gonna say something?
Yeah, I'm gonna say something.
Yeah? What are you gonna say?
It's not cool.
Bad move.
Not... Pog.
It's him typing it out. Not Pog.
Oh, could you hear me type?
No. No, I was assuming.
No, I was typing.
Would you guys do mushrooms?
No. I wouldn't do drugs. Sorry.
You don't think you would do shrooms?
I've been around shrooms. I think I would have done shrooms, if I had the opportunity.
I just don't trust my mental state for psychedelics. Yeah,
that's my whole thing. I'm afraid that, like...
There were several shrooms in your basement more than one time. If I had the opportunity...
You had the opportunity, though.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was trying to correct myself. I didn't say it. If I wanted to, I had the opportunity, you know?
I feel like if I got into psychedelics, it would either A, greatly help me, or B, the exact opposite.
Break me completely.
And that's most. I think that's most people.
I don't
want
to roll those dice. You know what I mean?
I've flipped a lot of coins in my time, and I tell you, it's came up tails more than it's came up heads.
I've played a lot of bad hands on a bluff, and I gotta say, I'd rather not do it again.
I mean, I just looks cool, you know, outside looking in.
People have a good time. I've seen them do it.
I've seen it happen. I've looked them in the eyes.
I watch people just swim in the carpet. Just
watch people just vibrate into an alternate reality.
Just fucking hang out, you know. I was playing Geometry Wars. They were having a good time watching me play Geometry Wars. You know.
Did you win?
Oh, buddy.
Did you win the war on geometry?
I won the war, yeah. You ever played Geometry Wars, Jared?
No. Guess that.
Sacred game.
We'll look into it.
I mean, it's not. It's a basic game.
It was Geometry Wars Evolved, to be specific.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I think it was the. Was that the 3D one?
It was the. No, this one was this was the demo. Remember?
Geometry Wars Retro Evolved or Geometry Wars Retro Evolved 2?
No, I remember. I remember what it was. No, it wasn't. It was the 3D one because you bought it.
Geometry Wars like, 3 Dimensions? Yeah,
we bought it later, but the one that we originally played on my Xbox 360 was Geometry Wars Retro Evolved.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying on the specific scenario I'm talking about, you bought the 3D one.
Okay. It was like my brain. You said Geometry Wars, so my brain went to a different time. Yeah, it was the
different
80s,
time, a different know? Place. Yeah, I'm looking at some images of Geometry Wars 3 here, and let me tell you, I get it.
They
losing their minds. You know?
They had that third dimension, and it really gets wild.
Whenever we were just on two dimensions, I mean, I set so many high scores on that demo, like, and I was world so records. Fucking high.
If I did drugs ever, it'd be I'd play Geometry Wars.
You know? Where it belongs.
If I did shrooms, I'd say boot up Geometry Wars.
I'd say let me go. Plug me in.
Plug me in. I'm going deep.
I haven't thought about Geometry Wars in a long time, honestly. I think I'm gonna look up if I can get it on my computer now.
I'm sure you can. I'm sure it's on Steam or something. It looks like a very fucking computery game.
It's so fun. It was, at least.
It's Geometry Dash. Dill, have you perchance forgotten anything today?
Welcome to Dropout Podcast.
Uh-oh!
Welcome to the Dropout Podcast. I'm Dylan.
I'm Noah.
Did he say it?
He said it. I'm Noah.
Oh, I'm a painting on the wall in your parents' house that you don't know where it came from, and then you asked your parents, and they said, I don't know where we got that either, but it speaks to you in ways that you can never explain to mortal men.
That's Jared.
Well, that painting kind of reminds me of the immortal eye of God collapsing within itself.
Geometry Evolved, or Geometry Wars 3 Dimensions Evolved, is on Steam for $14.99.
Shucks, Rupert.
I mean, you can buy the Activision Collection Bundle for $852.49.
I'm going to hell tonight.
Geometry Wars. It looks it looks insane. It looks like it would fucking great. It looks like it would just.
I can't believe
you
never played it.
Do you guys remember it was a Space Narwhals?
Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars.
I played that game when it was a Kickstarter.
Yeah,
and
I
it was
still
so
have
fun.
The Steam account I'm using right now. Is my original Steam account, so the very first game in my library is Starwall.
Yeah, I played that on when it was a browser game in Kickstarter, and I was like, "This is amazing!" So much they got to do this.
Dylan brought this to us and was like, "Fucking behold!"
I remember it being a
that
browser
is true.
Game.
I also played Super Hot when it was like a Kickstarter browser game, and I was like, "This is sick." And I never thought about it again. And then, like, 10 years later, they were like, super hot. And I was like, oh, shit.
That was good. That was really good. Hot. It was really good. I'm very impressed.
Super hot.
I remember I went to, like, a little gaming tournament with, I can't remember whose house it was at, but it was, like, Hunter Carey and...
You've been to one of those?
And Cisco, yeah, and all of them. And one of the games that was tournamented was Star Wars.
Star Wars.
And boy, I got in there. I got in there. I got violent. Most of the games
you
there.
Can thank us for that.
Most of the games there, I had never played, including Star Wars. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you, I was much more successful at one game than I was all the rest of them, and it was Star Wars.
I didn't know you'd ever been to one of those. I've been to several of those.
I just went to the one.
This little events. I won Black Ops 4 the last time I went. First place.
There you go.
So
that's our boy.
Me.
That's Dill.
Look at me.
Dylan. That's you.
And then me and Tristan won first place in Rocket League. time before that.
A little 2v2 action?
Yeah. No. Yeah, it was 2v2. He carried us, to be fair. I'm terrible at Rocket League.
December 27th, 2013.
What's that date mean?
That was the last time I went to the gaming tournament.
Okay. I started going after we graduated. They started inviting me.
Yeah, I can't remember where it was. We were locked in a basement for hours doing hardcore gaming.
Yeah, it's an endurance test, really. It's an hours long event, and then they always have like the final four. You gotta play a full game of Mario Party, and it goes on.
For hours. Yeah, we played Mario Party. It wasn't quick.
Most people fan out, and there's the final four are still sitting there playing the game, and then they're like, "Who won?" And they're like, "This guy, this fucking guy."
God, I wish we could all get around and play a little Mario Party, see how long it takes before it gets violent.
We played Pummel Party. It's basically the same thing.
Yeah, it's not the same. Those mini games aren't as violent. They're more fun.
They're more violent. There's the blood and stuff.
Yeah, but you know, they don't get us as violent. You know.
I suppose. I feel like it's different in person. You know.
That's fair. It's a valid point.
There's motion controls involved. You know. And the newer ones, anyway. Those are always fun.
I scrolled too back on my Instagram, and now I'm confused. Where am I? Who was I? Who have I become?
Jared's forgotten his name.
It was a different world. Oh my god.
Yeah?
It's crazy.
How do you guys feel about slugs?
Just in general?
Yeah.
Like snails without a shell, you know?
Yeah, and I don't trust that.
No?
Yeah.
I love slugs.
I don't trust them.
The other day I came home, there was just a slug directly in dead center in the middle in front of my door.
Yeah, they like to post up exactly where your feet are so that they get crushed.
I saw him and I was like, "What's up, guy?"
I have stepped barefoot on so many snails. And every time you just want to jump, you know.
I saw lots of snails this weekend. Off
a bridge.
Did see lots of snails. I saw two slugs, maybe three or four snails. It was a busy weekend for me.
Hell of a weekend, yeah. All those slugs and snails. What's your favorite cereal? Just between us.
Between us? Just me and you?
Yeah.
And Noah?
Yeah, don't tell Noah.
Sorry, no.
I'm not listening.
I think it's if I had to give an answer, you won't agree, and that's fine.
That's fine.
It's Frosted Mini Wheats.
Ooh, that's crazy.
What did Dylan say?
Dylan said Frosted Mini Wheats was his favorite cereal.
Jesus Christ! Everyone knows that I can't hear cereal talk.
Yeah, that's
God damned me.
That's insane, though.
It's good.
I mean,
it's not overly sugary. It's not over sugary, you know.
I'll tell you what. Like if they said, "Hey, you get one cereal, and that's all you're eating for the rest of your life. It's just this cereal." I'm going for Honey Nut Cheerios.
That's good. That's solid.
A Honey Nut Cheerio, it will never get old, you know. It's just the right amount of sweetness to be like, this is nice. But it's not too much, you know?
It's also good for you. The perfect amount of heart health, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's good for your heart.
So,
do you guys perhaps remember these like little peanut butter and jelly graham cracker sandwiches that we used to get at school. I think specifically around breakfast time.
Those are fucking sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
I made those. I love those so much I started making them at home.
I wonder if I can find
them.
I scrolled deep enough on my Instagram and I found a picture of them because they were just so goddamn good.
You took a picture of them and posted them on your Instagram.
Yeah. And,
that's so funny.
And
you like them so much that you took a picture.
Because after football, sometimes they would have those little snacks for us on our way out the door. And I think those were a pretty common treat. And everybody was getting real fucking hype with the Graham Snackers, by the way. Graham Snackers is what they're called. Whenever those would come around.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate y'all guys. Y'all going to school for this?
No, I dropped out of college twice.
Fuck yeah.
That's fucking hard. I hope I got that.